Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I do not want your little self to work any harder than you have. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put up
too here, much. I'm here to make your life easy.
Who sings the song?
50.
50 Cent?
Yeah. My favorite song of 50 is Window Shopper.
Ooh.
All right. Do you know that one?
I do not.
Favorite song of all time is Tip Drill.
Oh, I know it is. I might put it in the next break just to put
that
for
pumps
you.
And a bump. That just always brings a smile to my face.
I want to ask you this. Tom Brady, of course, had his first shutout since 2006 yesterday. He had gone 255 games without a shutout, but Tampa was terrible. He had a pick. He had a fumble. New Orleans' defense was really good. And he lost Mike Evans in that game, Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin's out for the season.
He's gone for the year. Did you say Fournette's in trouble with two?
Fournette pulled a hammy.
Okay, Fournette's got a hammy. Levante David had an injury in that game. Bunch of injuries, like seven injuries for Tampa, and they get beat. It does feel like, to me, it's one of those years where – just anybody could win it. I mean, Tampa Bay, yeah, I thought they were the best team, but maybe they're not.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, it's a loss to maybe get guys' attention. You know, look, when you lose your number one, number two receiver and your third number one receiver, because they had two number one receivers, and Antonio Brown's a number one receiver, and he's out for having a fake COVID card, and then you're down to your fifth.
He might not ever play again.
Oh, he's playing. He's already back on the team.
Is he back?
Yeah.
He's back today. Was he back today? Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's back today.
I missed that.
It's just one of those things, and then, you know, then they could double-team Gronk. And, look, you're playing in the division. The Saints know Tampa Bay. Tampa knows them. And so it's going to be a lot tougher sledding playing against them.
If you were to take money to Vegas, who would you bet on? I mean, right now, to win it all.
If I had to bet on one team right now, the way they're playing, I don't know. I mean, I would have to say
it's probably Kansas City, but I don't love Kansas City. I like Kansas City. The defense
is considering how much Tampa has injuries. I would probably lean
Green Bay. You could make that argument.
Probably Green Bay. They've been the most consistent. I was gonna say Kansas City, but the Chargers ran for like almost 300 yards against them, and that's always been their Achilles heel. But Jones was out, so I would probably either say Green Bay or Kansas City.
Yep, I would as well. Hey, the Nebraska women's basketball team is playing really well.
Yeah,
I don't know if we give them enough credit. They are 7-0, or actually 11-0. They're one of seven teams in the country that are undefeated right now in college basketball. They have Wyoming on Wednesday, and if they win that, I think it's among the best starts in school history already there.
Good for them. I mean, and they're fun to watch. And the cool thing about them that so far this year, they've won in different ways. They've won, obviously, just blowing people out, running and gunning, and then they had to gut out a couple victories. And so they're building team chemistry. They got a good mix of older players and young players, and it's kind of good mix. And I think Coach Williams and the coaching staff has done a good job over the last couple of years of, you know, keeping the girls that want to be here and kind of getting girls that have kind of bought into their team culture and they're mentally tough. And I think the tip-off is, what, at noon on Wednesday?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because the guys play later that night, right?
That's right. So they had five players in double figures. They were actually down, I think, at half, 45-39, came back, won at 89-68. As I mentioned, five players at double figures. Ashley Scroggins led the way with 16 points, had four threes. Nebraska made 12 threes overall. Alexis Markowski might make an argument as one of the best freshmen in the entire Big Ten. Was Andy there at the school when you
he
were
was.
There? Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen, obviously, Alexis play in high school, seen a couple games this year. Footwork and the hands. I think I'm willing to say she has the best hands of any basketball player on campus right now, inside, especially in traffic.
Wow. And she's a rebound. She's a rebounding machine. She gets a lot of hoops close to.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She got strong hands, good feet, agile, legit. What 6'3", 6'4"
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good addition to it. So then it takes a little bit of pressure off of some of the young ladies that had to play inside last year. When you can bring her in there and she can battle in the Big Ten and she can run. She's athletic and she's got a nice little 15-foot jumper too.
Yeah. She's efficient. She only played 17 minutes, had her second straight double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. So Alexis Markowski is the real deal. But
it's the same soup we just reheated. Just over there from Pius the 10th, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
She's the,
you knew her from high school?
She's the best thing to come out of ever out of Pius the 10th.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, Maddie Simon was up there. Maddie Simon was up there. I mean, they're both Gatorade Player of the Years in whichever year they graduated. Maddie had some decent success at Nebraska. But right now, Alexis's career is really getting off to a fast start. I mean, back-to-back double-doubles. I mean, and she was co-freshman of the week again this week.
Right.
So,
it's cool.
Yeah, not bad. I will say Husker women's basketball, really, really impressive. And we kind of talked about it as they're winning in ways, and their players understand that when their shot's not falling, they can still affect the game in other ways.
And they can play different ways.
Exactly.
They can do that because they're deep. They're a deep, deep team.
There's at least eight people that you're comfortable putting out
and
there.
And they play their backup point guard during crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, look, you know what? I mean, if you're a starter, you'd be like, oh, like it's not my night. But it's a great feeling that you can say, hey, look, my, I guess, so-called backup or my equal can finish out a game.
Yeah. Well, I will say this is I lost my train of thought. Never mind. Scratch that. Sorry about that, guys.
I definitely think there's some programs at the university that maybe could take a trip and watch a John Cook practice, or take a trip and watch an Amy Williams practice. One of the things I've loved about Nebraska volleyball this year is a lot of teams say they're all in for each other. They actually practice it, because that was a team I thought John Cook took a big gamble this year, a benching a two-time All-American.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, he basically said it's going to be based on how you practice. And I'm sorry, but that freshman, in fact, a couple of them, Allie Batenhorst has beaten you out. Or, Krause has beaten you out. Or, Lonstein has beaten you out. Sorry, she's just playing better than you are. And instead of pouting, I haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, because if you – athletes generally adapt to their – well, good athletes, good teammates, people that really truly want to win will adapt to their environment. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if you kick it straight to them and keep it real with them, and, you know, I'm pretty sure there was some lips poked out, or, you know, people were, pissed or whatever. But ultimately, you know, if you didn't put in the work, or if somebody's playing better than you, or if they're on a run, then you got to play them. But that doesn't mean you don't keep working, because I think there was a couple games Sun came in and stepped in when she had to, she was called upon. And that builds the team chemistry and stuff like that. So it's just part of the deal.
You went through that as a player. I mean, obviously, you were on teams that were every year competing for a national title. And even Grant Wistrom didn't come in and play right away, or Mike Rucker, or, the Peter brothers. Those guys had to wait their turn.
You had to wait your turn, but you had to be prepared. Grant Wistrom came in. I think he might have been the USA Today Defensive Player of the Year or whatever, and he didn't start because we had Dante Jones and Dwayne Harris. He ended up starting the next year, but he played sparingly. Some games he played 20 plays, some he played only five. Jason Peter, myself, Mike Rucker, we all redshirted, got our butts kicked on scout team. But then, you know, when it was our chance, we had to do what we had to do. But we never let up. We knew that there was guys behind us that wanted to, you know, take reps from us. And you got, you know, practice is really where you get good. That's what, I mean, that's
right.
I don't understand how people come to practice and try to find ways not to practice, right. and then try to say you love football.
Well, and I think this team, this volleyball team, like many of your teams in the 90s, late 90s, got better, not because necessarily they're playing great teams every weekend. The best teams they saw every day were in practice.
Practice, right. And you know you had to bring it. So you, as you're like kind of walking around campus, you know, like, okay, practice is at 3. Like, this ain't going to be a walk in the park. And so I want somebody else to be thinking this ain't going to be a walk in the park.
Who does that fall on more, the coaching staff or the player, to accept their role or as the coaches that role? Or is it both?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both, but I think the coach got to just say, hey, look, this is where we're at. Be honest with everybody. Yeah. Tell everybody the same thing. I can't tell Tom something and then lie to you because then I'm going to lose. Yeah. Because I'm going to lose both of you.
The way I look at it is –
as long as I'm telling you guys both the same thing, then whoever wins or whoever loses is going to deal with it.
Because I think that's a big part that gets overlooked, like with John Cook, or even you can say it with the Husker baseball team last year. Let's look at Husker baseball. Is they still have to continue building their program, but it's nice having those six-year guys back or fifth-year guys back. And so they still have to build their program. So as long as everybody – like you just said, Jay, I feel like as long as everybody's on the same page, communication, right? Then there's no way hard or feelings can get hurt.
Yeah, and look, just because I've been there, you know, I started as a redshirt freshman, split time, didn't really feel like I should have been. It's not fun because I worked my tail off and then moved to another position doing the same thing. I guess if they had the transfer portal, I probably might have shot them to bird. and probably felt like I had the right to do it, right? But you stick it out, you figure it out, it makes you tougher. You know, it brings something out of you that you got to bring a different. Every year you should not be satisfied with what you did the year before. There's always something to improve on.
I remember Tom Osborne telling a recruiting story saying, hey, we hauled in a good class, but I had certain recruits, and they were top 50 recruits that would come and say, I can't play for you. I'm not good enough. John Cook has had that same thing where some women have gotten, you know, and watched these games with 8,000 people and they go, that your spotlight is too intense for me.
Right. Yeah. So you just never know how somebody's going to react to competition or adversity. There's no star ranking for that.
Yeah.
They don't have a toughness star ranking. They don't have a mental toughness star ranking. They don't even have a physical toughness star ranking. Guys are getting star rankings a lot of times from being at a shorts and t-shirt camp and playing 7-on-7.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you'll hear a guy, oh, he had a great summer. Well, what did he do? Oh, well, he went to a couple camps and ran a good 40 and did good against 7-on-7. Well, I'm sorry. I'm seeing 22 guys out there playing on that game.
Yep.
Not one 7-on-7 out there.
Yeah, I it makes me wonder, you know, in today's world of recruiting, not just are you recruiting 18, 19-year-olds, more so now, a lot of schools like Nebraska right now, in a crucial year, going to year 6 now, that – You need to evaluate guys at a very high level to know where their head's at.
You just got to
– I mean,
Nick Saban, he talks about he brings guys in and then he, like, de-stars them. You got to break them down. I mean, you got to break them down. You got a pecking order. I mean, Tanya talked about it where the standard is set is you're not going to come in here as some freshman and act like, you have no sense at Nebraska. Like, there's a pecking order. Look, man, seniors coming to sit down. Dude, you're a freshman. Get up.
I said year 6, year 5, obviously. 464-5685. What do you guys usually do in the last segment, Nick?
We just talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah.
You want to recap some of your picks? Do you remember them?
Man.
Did you do well?
No.
Let's talk about that then.
Actually, I did do well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
I'll try to. Man, they're dropping so many balls for out here.
And,
for
the Raiders,
it's cold out there. It's cold for the little Raiders.
Raiders, Nick Mullen not having a great day. The Raiders are winning currently 10-0. What quarter is it in right now?
Third
quarter.
Don't know.
The only game that made me mad was the Jets losing to the Dolphins.
What can we actually talk about Dan Campbell and Detroit next?
Yeah, sure.
We could do that.
We can talk whatever you want.
Because, they're on a roll. Detroit is on a roll.
Don't be saying that. But I'm just curious because it was. I don't know. Did you see the video on Twitter of him talking?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that guy still has that much say or power in that locker room when they're 2-11.
Well, he's the head coach, and playing against Dan in college and in the pros, I mean, that's who he is. He's just a football.
He's a well-liked guy,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's a football guy. Everybody says that he's a great teammate, and he's a leader, and he believes in his players.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, we'll talk
really
about
cool.
it.
Let's dive into that
a little Lions
bit.
Football, will we? Let's do it next. It's Old School with DP and Jay.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.